Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word is settled forever in heaven. So whatever you have declared, it's a done deal. And now, Father God, you have taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth, even as it is in heaven. You sent your word from heaven to establish us here on earth, that we might declare your kingdom here on earth, that people might know that you are the living God and the only true way of salvation. So, Father, as we open your word in this particular time, I pray the Holy Spirit would just illuminate our hearts and minds to understand your will for our lives as individuals and as the body of Christ, as the church, and the responsibility we have to declare your good news to this lost and dying world. Lord, you have brought us about and raised us up in this hour for such a time as this to declare your righteousness and your glory to this generation. And we thank you, Lord, that you confirm your word with miracles and signs and wonders as we put our faith and our trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And we give all honor and glory to our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 103 is a psalm that's written by King David, but I want you to know anytime we read the Word of God, one of the things that I always just remind myself of is that, you know, the first five books of the Bible, we call it the, you know, the Pentateuch or the five books, the books of Moses, the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, so on and so forth. But actually the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is the Word of God. Amen. It was written by different men. I think there's 66 books in the Bible and 39 Old Testament books, 27 New Testament books, over around 44 different authors. But it has one theme, and that theme is redemption. It's bringing mankind back to God. And so from Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, the whole Bible is the Word of God. And Paul said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for us. Amen? So even though David wrote this, it was birthed in his heart by the Holy Spirit. And that makes it relevant for you and I today. Even though this was written hundreds and hundreds of years ago, it's still relevant for us today. And when you and I act on the Word of God and on the promise of God, we have every right to believe that God, according to Jeremiah 1:12, will watch over His Word and bring it to pass. It's like a Hebrew idiom when he says he'll watch over his word. The mental picture I want you to see is like a mother hen sitting on her eggs and hatching out new life. That's what the Spirit of God does. When we take the word of God and we believe it in our heart and we confess it with our mouth, it's like the Holy Spirit is hovering over us, about to birth that promise, about to bring it pass, in our lives. And we need to see it like that. Amen? In Genesis 1, it talks about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. Every time the Spirit of God moves, something happens. Amen? And so I want you to see in this passage of Scripture, just a few verses in Psalm 103, how you and I can effectively have the promises of God operating in our life on a regular basis. Now listen to what David says very carefully. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Now, bless the Lord, O my soul. David is talking to himself. And you need to put that to practice. You need to talk to yourself. Sometimes you need to hear words coming out of your mouth that's going to renew your mind and straighten your thinking in line with God's Word. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. So the my is the real David, or his spirit. The soul is the mind, and David lived in a body. We are created in the likeness and image of God. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a physical body. David said, bless the Lord, O my. That's me, the spirit man. The spirit man is talking to himself. He's talking to his mind. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The soul is the mind. It's where our intellect is housed. And Paul says in the book of Romans that our carnal or our natural mind is always at war with God. And you know that to be true because when you hear the word of God, know this, you are a spirit. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. When you hear the word of God, your spirit grasps it. Your spirit is joyful, but your mind is always questioning the logic of it. Amen? When the Word of God says, with His stripes you're healed, your heart goes, yes, and it leaps for joy. And your mind says, how's He going to do that? How's that going to happen? I still have pain. I still hurt. I still have this problem. And your mind is constantly trying to talk you out of the blessing of God. So you need to talk to your mind and remind your mind to bless the Lord, to praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. That means that this is going to be a concert, a concerted effort on your part to put everything within you into praising God. We shouldn't come to church and just haphazardly look around, look at our watches, raise one hand, look out the window, scratch our whatever extremities, and think about what we're going to do later. We should be focused on worshiping Jesus Christ. There's power. Every one of you listening to me right now, if you have any kind of a problem in your life, if you have some kind of an addiction or some kind of a habit, some kind of an infirmity, some kind of a situation, I want you to know that the answer to your problem is God's Word, and it works. It absolutely works. It will not return to Him void. It'll accomplish what He sends it to do. But it's up to you as a believer. Remember, I told you the word believe is a verb, and that's an action word. It's up to you as a believer to start acting on the Word of God. Start acting healed. Start acting righteous. Start acting holy. Start acting what God says you are. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and everything that's inside of me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Now, anytime you go apply for a job, one of the things you want to know is, what kind of benefits do I get? Do I get health insurance? Do I have dental insurance? Do I have eye insurance? Do I have vacation? Do I get overtime? What are the benefits of this particular job? And the more the benefits, the better the job appears to be. Amen? So what we're saying is you want to get the job with the best benefits, the most benefits. That'll make you the happiest, because that'll prosper you, that'll bless you. Amen? Amen? And so God Himself offers us benefits. It's beneficial for you to praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. All of His benefits. God has a benefit package for you. And it's all wrapped up in the person of Jesus Christ. And it's not based upon your performance or your works or your deeds. It's all based upon what Jesus did for you on the cross. So you need to stop trying to earn God's favor and get God's attention, because you already have God's favor and you already have His attention if you believe in Jesus. Amen? And so right now, if you are having any kind of a situation or problem, you need to remind yourself, you need to talk to yourself, you need to say, bless the Lord, O my soul. And let's not forget the benefits of praising God. It's beneficial to praise God, because no matter what my problem is, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer to every one of the problems that you have in this life. Now, He starts off in verse 3 by giving you the very first benefit, and I think this is a benefit that all of us deal with at one time or another. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? He forgives all of your iniquities. He doesn't forgive 50%, 75%, 90%, 99%. He forgives 100% of your iniquities. What's an iniquity? Well, it's talking about sin. It's talking about unrighteousness. It's talking about your evil thoughts and your evil deeds. And iniquities are even inherent things that are passed on from one generation to another. Whatever it is that falls into the realm of sin and ungodliness, God has declared that He forgives all of it. Without exception. Without exception, praise God for the benefit that all of my iniquities are forgiven. Amen. My sins of the past, my sins of the present, my sins of the future. Things that I haven't even committed next week, next month, next year, if Jesus tarries. God says, you're covered. You're covered. I got you covered. Covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm telling you right now, that's the unmerited favor, that's the grace, that's the undeserving mercy of God to His children. And it's not that it came cheap. This is not cheap. This cost Jesus Christ His life. So you need to see it that way, and you need to appreciate it that way. Forget not all of His benefits. Your sins have been forgiven, and God is not holding your sins against you. You go out here tonight and rob a bank. You realize that you'll probably, if you get caught, and you will, You will pay the penalty for that. You'll go to jail, whatever. But you know what? God has already forgiven you for robbing that bank. God does not hold that against you. Why? Because Jesus Christ died the death of a bank robber. Jesus was cursed on the cross for your bank robbery. He was cursed on the tree for your divorce. He was cursed on the tree for your lies. He was cursed on the tree for every unrighteous act or deed you've ever said, done, or thought in your entire life or ever will do. You need to get that down on the inside of you, that sin is no longer an issue, because sin only has its power in the law. And where there is no law, there is no sin. And we're not under a law right now. We're under the grace of God. Understand that you're free. Sin has no more dominion over you, has no more power over you. And so stop struggling and stop feeling guilty and stop allowing condemnation to come into your life, because Romans 8:1 says there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. If you're in Christ, if you're a believer, God is not condemning you, because He already condemned His Son on the cross for your unrighteous acts. And it's double jeopardy to judge somebody for the same crime twice. Jesus paid the price so that you could be free. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Amen. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Now watch this. Who healeth all thy diseases? Now anyone listening to me right now, I don't care what your disease might be. Cancer. George just gave a testimony. He had a biopsy and the report came back that they couldn't find anything. And that's because they were looking in the wrong body. Now if they looked on the body of Jesus, but you see they can't find the body of Jesus because it's not buried anywhere. It rose from the dead and it's alive forevermore. Listen to me. Listen, I just want to be able to communicate this to you. I was driving down the road a couple of days ago and I got so excited about this. I was actually driving to Kansas City to meet with Brother Joe Jordan. And I was just praying in the Spirit. And the Lord just showed me this, that when we identify ourselves with Jesus, when Jesus died on the cross, I died on the cross. Okay? Now, when Jesus was buried in the tomb, I was buried in the tomb. So I'm dead, He's dead. Now, God breathed the breath of life in Him. Jesus was raised from the dead. Now He has a glorified body. I was raised from the dead in Him. Now, on this earth, I may have a physical body, but now I am in Christ. I am in His glorified body. Understand that? And Jesus ascended back into heaven and He sat down at the right hand of the Father. Okay? Now, my physical body is still here on earth, but Paul said to the Ephesians, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so I have a glorified body. And when my earthly body gets attacked, gets weak, has problems, all I have to do is to remind myself that the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells inside of me. And if I'll release my faith in the finished work of Jesus, He quickens and gives life to my mortal body. I don't have to put up with clogged arteries and cholesterol and diabetes and arthritis and migraine headaches and all these things. And I'll tell you what, every one of you listening to me at one time or another, you're going to be attacked in your physical body, but being attacked doesn't mean that you have to keep it. That's what war is all about. When you get attacked, you fight back and you win the war. Amen. And Jesus won the war for you. The battle is the Lord's. You don't have to fight. You just receive the benefits of the victory. You see, you're not a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Jesus was the conqueror. You're more than a conqueror because you get the benefits of His victory. You don't even have to fight. The only fight you fight is what the Bible calls the good fight of faith. And it's good because you win. Jesus already fought and won for you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. See, I'm talking to myself. I'm renewing my mind. I'm reminding myself. I'm telling myself, man, I got to stop thinking that religious way. I got to stop thinking God's mad at me. I got to stop thinking that God's holding this against me. I got to stop thinking condemnation and guilt. I got to stop thinking that I'm estranged from God. I got to stop thinking I'm backslidden. I got to stop thinking my back hurts. I got to stop thinking all those negative things. And I got to remind my mind to start thinking in line with God's Word. Jesus taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Man, there's no cancer in heaven. There's no tuberculosis in heaven. There's no heart disease in heaven. No diabetes in heaven. No arthritis in heaven. No problems in heaven. And Jesus said, I want you to pray that My kingdom come and My will be done right here on the earth right now, just like it is up here. I'm trying to reconcile the two things.
And I need you to do it down here. He's up there, seated at the right hand of the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession for us, while we, as the body of Christ, are here on the earth, and we're the arms and legs of Jesus, and we're down here walking it out.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
We're working it out. We're working out our salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching myself happy. I don't know about the rest of you, but praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. My sins are forgiven, and he's healed all of my diseases. So I'm telling you what, right now, I don't have any diseases. I don't have any diseases. I may have symptoms that come from time to time, but praise God, I just take authority over those symptoms. Just like Craig said, I had a runny nose, had a sniffly nose or something like that. He said, I prayed, and it went away. And that's what you have to do. When these things come, just don't give in to them. Just don't give in to them. You just decide, you know what, this is not God. This is not God's will. I'm not even questioning it. I'm not even going to question whether or not God wants me to have this or not. It's stupid because Jesus took it in his body on the cross, so I wouldn't have to take it in my body here and now. Now, forget this stupid, and I'm just being blunt, stupid and ignorant idea that God is trying to teach you a lesson through your sickness or disease, or he's trying to give you, help you to learn patience or compassion or whatever. Nonsense! Jesus died on the cross with your diseases so you wouldn't have to carry them. And I tell you what, if we treated our children the way we accuse God of treating us, somebody could take us to court for child abuse. You wouldn't treat your kids the way some people accuses God of treating his kids.
Well, you know, every once in a while, God will just break your leg so you can sit down and think about it for a while. Learn to walk a different way. Yeah, amen. And that sound pious and religious. It's Pharisee nonsense is what it is.
Amen.
Don't accuse your loving Heavenly Father of that kind of stuff. God loves you with an everlasting love, and he proved it when he let his son die on the cross.
Amen.
I tell you, we've got to get a picture of what the cross really means to us.
Amen.
That's why Paul said, I preach Christ and him crucified, because that's the only thing that's going to save this world. Forget all of these religious doctrines and theories that men make about this and that and the other. Let's get back to the Word of God, the pure Word of God. God sent his Word and healed us and delivered us from all destruction. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let's not forget these benefits, the benefits of our sins completely removed, entirely, completely, and totally. He's forgiven all of our sins. He's healed all of our diseases. There's not a sickness, there's not a disease, there's not an attack on your life that Jesus has not already paid for you. So the next time you start feeling bad, start feeling poorly, man, I talk to people on a regular basis almost every day, and one of the things they want to do is tell me how they feel. How you doing? I'm feeling lousy today. I got a headache today. I got stomachache today. I got this and I got that. I'm going, why are you taking things that don't belong to you? Are you a thief? Don't take that. Don't take it. It's just like when the UPS man comes to your door, knocks, rings the doorbell, and said, I got a package for you. You need to sign for this and you can have it. That's like the devil shows up at your door with a package, said, here, take this headache, take this backache, take this, take that. And you go, you know what? I don't want it. Take it back where it came from. I'm not signing for that. We sign for it when we open our mouth and we start talking about it. Proverbs 6:2 says we're snared by the words of our mouth. Proverbs 18:21, I've told you this many times before, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Right, Jacob? Yes. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If you're going to talk about death, you're going to eat the fruit of death. But if you're going to talk about life, you're going to eat the fruit of life. I don't know about you, I'd rather live than die. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God, I'm going to start talking about life. Whenever the enemy attacks me, if I get these kind of pains in my body, and I've lived this way for 35 years, folks, so I know what I'm talking about. I experience it on a regular basis. My body gets under attack every once in a while, and I just make up my mind, you know what? Maybe I need to fast today, not because I'm trying to get God to do something for me. It's just that I need to focus. I need to focus on what God's Word says. And I need to bring my body under subjection, and I need to tell my body I'm boss, not you. Amen? I'm the spirit man. I live in this body. I'm the boss here. I'm the boss of you. Amen? I need to tell my mind, you better stop thinking that stupid way and start thinking God's way. God sent his word and healed me. I'm healed by his stripes. Amen? And so remind yourself, talk to yourself, my sins are forgiven, my diseases are all healed. And verse 4, who redeems your life from destruction? Psalm 107, verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You know, some of your destruction is self-destruction. There are people listening to me right now that are addicts, that are strung out, and they may be using street drugs, or they may be using prescription drugs, legal drugs, or they may be hooked on alcohol, or whatever it might be, but they've allowed themselves to come under a physical addiction, and they think, I can't live without this, I need this. And what it is they're allowing their body and their mind to rule their spirit, and you need to turn that around, and you need to feed your spirit with God's word, because man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4, Luke 4:4, God's word was sent to heal you and to deliver you from all destruction. So if you're being destroyed right now, if your body is being destroyed by any kind of substance abuse or any kind of habitual thing, you need to stop and you say, well, you know what? I've had enough. I'm not putting up with this anymore. By God, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. By God's help, by God's grace, I'm going to receive His word. And I'm going to tell my body who's boss. I'm going to tell my mind, stop thinking that way, stop acting that way. And then we get into these little fits of, oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. I don't want to hear it. Pardon me for my bluntness, but stop talking ignorance. It is. It's just total ignorance. Anything that you say that negates God's word is ignorance. It's stupid. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Do you want to walk with God? Raise your hand and say amen. Amen. If you want to walk with God, you've got to agree with God. If you're going to agree with Him, you've got to say the same thing He says.
Amen.
Amen? So what does He say? He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. All your sins are forgiven. All of your diseases are healed.
Amen.
And He is redeeming you. Redeeming your life from destruction. So if you're under destruction right now, you need to make a little adjustment and get that destruction into construction. Amen? You need to let the Word of God construct your life and build you up instead of tearing you down. God loves you more than you can even imagine. And He wants to set you free in spirit, soul, and body. He wants you to enjoy the benefits of your salvation. And these benefits are not just for, you know, pie in the sky and the sweet by and by. And, you know, it's for now. Now. Listen, I need healing now here on the earth. I don't need it when I get to heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. I don't have to believe God in heaven for health. I need to believe Him right now for it. I don't need to believe God for money when I get to heaven. I need money now. I need to pay my bills now. And God says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. He crowns your life with loving kindness and tender mercy. Loving kindness. God is kind, and He's loving. His loving kindness is extended to everyone who believe on Him. And tender mercies. God is tender. God is tender. Amen? God's not mad at you. Look at somebody and say, God's not mad at you. God's not angry with you. Stop believing that lie of the devil. He says in verse 5, now watch this, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Man, I was meditating on that earlier this afternoon and I got to thinking about it. Hallelujah. He satisfies your mouth with good things. Good things. Psalm 34 verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. God wants to give you something good to eat. Get out of that fast food lane. Get out of that drive-through stuff. Stop eating at McDonald's all the time. Hallelujah. Get some steak and taters. Get some shrimp. Get some steak. Get some prime rib. Get something good. Amen? Get some broccoli. Oh, well. Craig's going to have to learn the old Marine Corps saying, if it's green, it's good. Okay? You have to learn that. Hallelujah. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Your youth is renewed like the eagle. Without going into detail, you've heard me tell this story many times, but an eagle, when it gets older, it flies off to a mountaintop. Its beak is really big from its age, and it gets cumbersome. It's a little too big, so it starts pecking that beak on the rock, and eventually that beak will fall off. Well, when the beak falls off, it can't eat. And because it can't eat, its feathers fall out. And its feathers fall out. And when you see an eagle in that stage of its life, it looks like it's dead. It's a goner. It has no beak and its feathers falling out. But it just waits on God's timing. Now think about this. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I believe with all of my heart that what God wants us to realize is we don't have to age the way the world says we have to age. And I'm just putting in my bid right now that I'm not getting old and cranky and run down like some people do that are my age and even younger than me, some older than me. I've decided I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord, and He's renewing my strength. And I'm mounting up with wings like an eagle. And I run and I don't get weary. And I walk and I don't faint. Because I feed upon the Word of God. I believe the new covenant. I believe the promises of God. Amen?
Amen.
He satisfies my mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. After a while, the beak starts to grow back. And now the eagle can eat again. Well, it starts eating anything that it can, whether there's bugs or mice or anything it can find to eat up there. But after it starts eating, new feathers start to grow back. And finally, one day, it's sitting up there on top of that mountain, and when the timing is just right, a gust of wind comes. And he spreads his wings, and that wind just lifts it up in the current, and that eagle looks like a young eagle again. He gets his wings. And that's what happens with us. Yes, we are in a fallen world. We're in a sinful world. We're in a place sometimes where bad things happen to good people. But if we'll wait on God and we'll trust in the Lord and we'll believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we'll believe the promises of God, God will cause us to rise up with wings like eagles, and we'll run and not be weary, and we'll walk and not faint. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 6 says, "The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." He executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Well, understand where oppression comes from. It doesn't come from God. And when the enemy condemns us, when our adversary, the devil, comes to kill, steal, and destroy, God executes righteousness and judgment. He makes us right with Him through the judgment that He placed on Jesus. Acts 10:38 said, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and He went about doing good and healing all that were what? Oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. So if you're oppressed, it's not coming from God, it's coming from the devil, and God will execute righteousness on your behalf. He makes you right with Him by the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, and the judgment that was due you was placed on Him so that you would not be judged. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, He made known His ways unto Moses and His acts unto the children of Israel. Now you see, the children of Israel got to see the acts, the signs, the wonders, the miracles. But Moses was closer to God than they were. So Moses didn't just get to see the acts, he got to understand the ways of God. And that's what God wants for you as His children. He wants to teach you His ways. His ways are higher than your ways. Look what He says. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. When we honor God, fear God, reverence God, respect Him, and when it says fear, it's not talking about being afraid, like when your knees are fellowshipping with each other, you know, back and forth. He's talking about having a reverential respect for God.
Amen.
When you fear the Lord, hallelujah, His mercy is great toward you. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fears Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Think about that. God knows what we're made of, but He also knows that we've been born again. Amen? Born of His Spirit, and we're new creatures in Christ, and the old is past and the new has come, and all this newness comes from Him. So we need to remind ourselves, bless the Lord, praise the Lord, and forget not all of His benefits. He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all of my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, and He satisfies my mouth with good things, and He renews my youth like the eagle. Glory to God. You think about the children of Israel when they came out of Egyptian bondage. Psalm 105, verse 37 says, He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. These Jews had been slaves in Egypt for 430 years, but when God brought them out of Egypt, He gave them 400 years of back wages. They spoiled the Egyptians and got their gold and got their silver, and when they ate the Passover lamb, they were healed. And they came out of Egypt not only healthy, but wealthy. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I want the whole package. How about you? And we have the whole package in Jesus Christ. So start talking to yourself. Praise God. Remind yourself, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget all of those benefits. He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. He redeems me from destruction. That's God's promise to every single one of you. If you're listening to me right now and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, these promises are yours. So just get up off of your blessed assurance and start thanking God, praising God, and stop making excuses for yourself. Get rid of that religious attitude and you make up your mind, you know what, I'm a child of God. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and I'm not going to let the devil push me around anymore. And I am in charge of my body and my mind. And I'm going to tell my body to start lining up with the Word of God. You need to talk to your body. Do you know that? If your head hurts, you need to lay your hands on your own head and say, head, stop hurting in Jesus' name. Your teeth are aching, stop aching, teeth, in Jesus' name. In fact, Lord, I just thank You. Don't only fill these teeth, just give me brand new ones. Glory to God. Recreate my teeth. I want new enamel. I want new teeth. Your eyes are burning in water. Lay hands on your eyes. Plead the blood of Jesus over your eyes. Lord, thank You for 20/20 vision. Thank You. You can't hear too good? Huh? Come out, you foul, deaf spirit, in Jesus' name. My ears belong to God. Your legs hurt? Pray for your legs. Speak to your legs. I've heard people say things like, oh, I just hate the way my butt looks. Well, it's the butt God gave you, so thank God for it. No, I'm telling you the truth. You need to start blessing yourself instead of cursing yourself. You need to stop saying, I don't like this. I don't like this about me. I don't like the way my hair looks. I don't like the way my skin is. I don't like my feet. I don't like my knees. I don't like my elbows. But start saying, thank God for these things that He's given me. And bless yourself. Lay hands on yourself and bless yourself. And start thanking God. Because we are products of what we say. You need to understand you were created in the likeness and image of God. And God created everything with words. And the Bible says that a world is framed by the Word of God. God holds everything together with His Word. And we need to start speaking positive words like God does. Let there be a light. Amen. Let there be health. Let there be blessing and prosperity. Start thanking God for the goodness that Jesus Christ died and rose for you to have. These are just a few of my thoughts today to encourage you to start talking to yourself in line with God's Word. Stop talking to yourself the way the world does. Stop acting like the world. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. My citizenship is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
We're pilgrims here. We're just passing through. We're here for a short period of time. Amen? So let's have a joyful ride. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's all stand and let's praise God for a moment. Lift your hands right now and start blessing the Lord. Come on, lift your hands, start blessing the Lord, start praising the Lord. Start talking to yourself right now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all of my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and satisfies my mouth with good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise You and we thank You right now. That Your word will not return to You void, but Your word has been sent to heal us and deliver us and make us whole. And we just accept that wholeness now through Jesus Christ our Lord. And everybody said, amen. Now give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.